Simon Reish Tzad Yalef Siv Hey. We're talking about Shalash Shulis. The Machaber says it has to be done with pass. You wash from Mitzi, which the Ber explains. Since the three Surahs learned from Echlua Yom, Kishabas Ayyim, Lashem Ayyim, Limsim Surah Basada, three times Ayyim. So all three have to be from pass. And Shtuba brings from the Achrein, Machtchilish, Trav, Lav, Madam, Lav, good foods also. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings that Yeshar Mim Sar Mishem Seik, use any food, Chamesh Meir Dogen from the five grains, anything that you make on the Barim and Mazinus. And the reason for the Shita is, Shabur explains, because since it's not the derech to have another full big meal after you just had the earlier meal, so therefore, when Chazam Beit Takana, they allowed you to use what's normal to have later in the day after a big meal, and that's a smaller amount of just Chamesh Meir Dogen. Shabur says that everyone agrees that Chetchila, Mitzvah, Mufchar, the best is to have pas, to have challah, and Lech Mishnah. The whole Machlek is B'di'evda for Yaitza. And this Shita holds a B'di'evda Yaitza with Mezainis. And then there's another Yesharim that keeps anything that's malafas pas, anything that's like a main course by a meal that used to go with bread, meat, fish, something like that, but not pears, not fruit. And there's a Yesharim, the last sheet, the fourth sheet that holds, now they could use mezonos or basar v'dogim, could even use pears. Machaber says the ikur is like the first sheet that has to do with pas with challah. To have challah shows less severe beis, you're very full and you can't eat so much challah. Or the Mal says, if the circumstance we can't have challah, such as Erev Pesach, Challah B'Shabbos, we already established that challah shows has to be eaten in the afternoon, and on Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, you can't have challah because it's chametz. You can't have matzah because Erev Pesach, you can't have matzah. So you're stuck. So at that point, you could be yitzah by having challah shows, Erev Pesach, Challah B'Shabbos in the afternoon with other food. We know many are annoyed to, in the morning, to wash twice, to have three students at Shabbos with pas. That's according to those shittas, the whole that you could have shalosh shuls before chatzos. We saw the ikur shita in Shulchan Aruch, shalosh shuls cannot be till after chatzos, and therefore shalosh shuls is actually to be eaten with the other foods that one's having on that Shabbos afternoon. Whether from the Mishnah Berurah gives different options, you have knedloch, let's say, that's cooked or fried, matzah ksusha ground matzah, or basar v'dogim, or even peiros. Sivav, ladies are chayim and shalosh shuls, same as men are. For all the yom of Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah explains men and lady are the same. And also they're part of the nes of the one. Also, and the chlu ayyim, the pasuk going for ladies. Also, and that's the chiyuv three sudas to learn from. And the Bir Loch adds in, the ladies are chayiv and lecha mishnah, same men are also. So ladies do have to have shal shudas, and they're supposed to wash, and use lecha mishnah, the same as men, unless the circumstance that they can't, they're too full, and they can't wash, so then they can be samach on the other shittas, the same as the men. Sim reish tzai beis halachas of Shabbos mincha. So mincha is the first third ma says that we say ashrei v'altziyan, and the pasuk anis v'lasi l'cha shem esiratzen. And the Machaber says, take out the Sefer Torah, and you lay three aliyahs from at least 10 psukim from the upcoming parasha. Even if Yom Tov is going to be during the upcoming week, we lay in 10 psukim from the upcoming Shabbos parasha, not from Yom Tov. Even if the following Shabbos is going to be Yom Tov, you look ahead to whatever the next parasha Shavuot will be after Yom Tov, and you lay in three psukim from that. For example, if the first and last day of Pesach are on Shabbos, and the Shabbos the week after Pesach will be Parasha Shmini, so Shabbos is going the week before Pesach by Mincha, of Shabbos Pasha Sav, and Mincha Wilen Shmini. And then the following Monday, Thursday, and then Shabbos Mincha first day Pesach, and Shabbos Mincha last day Pesach, and then Monday, Thursday, until on Shabbos Pasha Shmini, we have lain the Pasha Shmini now for the Shemina for the eighth time. Now, the Ashrei Valetzian, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ashrei is always by Mincha. Valetzian is really instead of the Kedusha Siddur, which is about Shachar, since a Mayach and Tfilah on Shabbos. And Yom Tov Shachar is a Musa, they left it for Mincha. Then there's a Kaddish before Vanis Filasi. Vanis Filasi is based on the Medrash. Dov HaMelech told the Eibishter that there's no Ummah like Klai Yisrael, that they have a big Suda, and they eat and they drink, they come back, they dive into the Eibishter. Vanis Filasi HaShem Eis Ratzin. We want to bring out that Tzchus. A Yom Tov, even though we do have a big Suda, and we eat and drink, still we don't say Vanis Filasi, because Vanis Filasi HaShem Eis Ratzin, the Eis Ratzin has to do with the fact that we learn from the Torah. And on Yom Tov, we don't learn from the Torah Mincha. Shabbos Mincha, we say Vanis Filasi, even if there's no Sefer Torah, even someone's Davin B'Yechidah, since it's Be'etzem Azman for Kriyas HaTorah. Leaning then from Tekanis Ezra, and after the three Aliyahs, we don't say Kaddish. Kaddish is reserved for before Shemana Esrei. We don't say Kaddish after leaning, not Shabbos Mincha, not Tainis Mincha, because in order to say Kaddish again before Shemana Esrei, you'd have to say more Psukim. Yehalu is not enough Psukim. Lashem Artem Loi is not Maker Adin. We want to have the Kaddish before Shemana Esrei, and we can't make two Kaddishim. As opposed to in the morning, we could say Kaddish after leaning, because then there's going to be Ashrei, and then we could say another Kaddish before Musa Shemana Esrei. You have to have a significant amount of Psukim to say Kaddish on, and we want to have a Kaddish right before Shemana Esrei. Therefore, it's a circumstance where there's no Sefer Torah available, but Shabbos Mincha, and you're davening, having a minyan without Sefer Torah. This happened during the coronavirus, at their place they're able to have minyanim, but they couldn't have a Sefer Torah. So you say Kaddish after Ashrei Valtzian and Vanis Filasi. You say one Kaddish, you start from Ashrei. To have Ashrei Valtzian Kaddish, Vanis Filasi, and then another Kaddish, Vanis Filasi is not enough to make a Kaddish on. And so you can't have two Kaddishim. And the best place to have the Kaddish is right before Shemana Esrei. So you say Ashrei Valtzian, the Pasuk Vanis Filasi, and then you say Kaddish before Shemana Esrei.